Momslayer.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello.
It's almost Christmas. I get so excited. I like Christmas. I like December. I don't know about all of our, you know, overseas listeners, but this week is very exciting.
Yes, it is.
Yes, we are heading towards Christmas Day. It's so, so exciting. And today's show is awesome because it's music. So, it's fantastic.
Especially for us, Denise, we are.
Yeah.
We are musicals.
Ah, yes.
So this week, we'll be listening to moms who have sent us their song requests.
Yay.
So what song they like and the reason why they chose that specific song.
Yes. So the first up, let's go. Right, this is from Michelle. This is actually my mom. So hello, Michelle. Shout out to my mom on my show. This is from my mom, and she wanted to hear Drummer Boy, Boney M. So let's listen to what she has to say.
Morning, Denise. Drummer Boy by Boney M. Because it always reminds me that the most insignificant person is important. Doesn't matter how big or small you are.
Okay, so just a little touch on, you know, a little Drummer Boy. We won't do this for everyone, obviously, but I just thought it was quite nice. Apparently, the little Drummer Boy was actually based on a real boy out in the war who played the drum. So it's really significant and so special. So let's have a listen to Drummer Boy.
Song request is from a beautiful mother. Her name is Nicolene, and her song request was "It's Starting to Feel More Like Christmas." Let's listen to what she has to say.
Hey, it's a mom's life. Hey, Tando and Dee. So my favorite Christmas song is Michael Bublé, "It's Beginning to Feel Like Christmas." It's just so nostalgic for me. It takes me back to my childhood. When you set the Christmas vibes, my parents playing that song, and yeah, so that's my favorite song.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again, candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben.
Da's little talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once more.
I like Michael Bublé. I do. He's awesome. He does a lot of TikToks and he's very funny too. Not in like as in the like look like. Not that kind of like. But anyway, just his music. He's very good with his vocal. Anyhow, so next up, we're going to hear from Bernice, a special mom. Let's listen.
Hi, Dee. The reason why I love it so much is it really just speaks to what Christmas is all about, celebrating the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's so joyous. It's so celebratory of the true meaning of what Christmas is all about. And it's all about Jesus coming into this world to set a beautiful example for us on how we're expected to be his hands and feet here on the earth. Thanks, Dee. Lots of love. Bye.
Okay, so Bernice wants to hear that Mary's boy child, Boney M. So we are going to get straight into it. Boney M, this is a very, just by the way, before we get into it, Boney M seems to be very popular.
No, it's true.
Boney M has been around for a very long time, so if no one knows who they are, that's a shame. Sorry for you. We're going to listen to Mary's Boy Child, Boney M.
Mary's Boy Child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Long time ago.
fifth mother, who is amazing. Her name is Belinda. And let's listen to what her favorite song is and why she loves that song.
Hi, 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 Tando. My song request for a Christmas carol song is Silent Night. I love the words behind it and the meaning behind it, you know, like, because it's a holy night when Jesus was born. I just like the fact that it speaks about the holiness of Christ in something that is so amazing. You know, like when Jesus was born, it was the most incredible thing that could ever happen to the world.
The song is Silent Night.
Okay, and the last one for today. I feel like, yeah, we should do one of these more often. Hey,
yeah, I think this is
like,
yeah,
a Mother's Day show. Okay, that's next year. But this one, our last one, is from a special lady called Natasha, and she loves Boney M as well. Another Boney M one, yes, you know. And this one is Joy to the World. It's one of my favorites. Hillsong actually did a really good one of those. well, version of this song. So go and listen to that one too. But, you know, it's very like high pitched and stuff. And like the vocals are like cool. I've always tried to like mimic that, but never could get it right like they do. It's like so unfair.
You better. I'm sure you did it better than that.
No, listen. No, that's just skill of notes. But we're going to listen to Natasha's voice note.
Heidi, my favorite Christmas carol is Joy to the World, because it reminds me of my childhood and how my mom used to sing it to us. So definitely Joy to the World.
So let's hear it with Joy to the World, Boney M. Was awesome to end off with.
Can
that
I
one.
Just say though, mm-hmm. I like Active Worship's version of Joy to the World. Remember that one that we did where we had that TKZ song? It was Joy, 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 Joy to the World. That is still my favorite.
Oh my word. No, listen, there's another show. We should have Active Worship songs for mothers.
Right?
Yes, we'll do one of those next
coming
year too.
Next on It's a Mom's Life yes. soon.
So we're going to end off today with Psalm 96 on the NIV version. It says, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all people. Now, listening to that and listening to all these songs, and you know, a lot of them, most of them are about the birth of Jesus in such a special time of year. And we mustn't forget that it's about Jesus.
Absolutely.
All these songs are wonderful. All these songs are amazing. Like you just want to like sing exactly like them, but not forgetting what these lyrics actually mean and who they are for. So really enjoy this. We hope that you enjoy the show, but just remember that it's all about Jesus.
Man.
Yes. So that's it from It's a Mom's Life. Tando, any last words?
No. Enjoy this incredible season of relaxing. I hope you are relaxed. But when you have kids, I don't know how much relaxed can you be. But take a chill pill, Mom, and just enjoy.
Yes, enjoy. So that's it from It's a Mom's Life, myself and Tando, where we live and laugh and love on Active FM. Check us out on Facebook. We will speak to you next week.
Active FM radio has never, ever been better.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
What's good? What's happening? This is me and Danny, the long awaited, and I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas. Keep safe and just keep on gaming, but don't forget, it's Jesus' special day.
To show our appreciation for your support. Thank you.
You know what time it is. They said we should focus less on who God is and be more introspective and honest. Cause the fans, they just want to connect with the artists. Complain of the records like a lecture at seminary. Opinions are like fingerprints. Why? Opinions vary. Even with all of the tweeting and touring, next to the creator, all of us creatures are boring. Connect with the rapper, at best you'll bob your head. Connect with the master whose breath revives the dead. Inviting sinners, the bread of life is for dinner. Give them the entire loaf and not just a bite of a sliver. Gave us life and a hope, so we keep them right in the center. Surrender every vice that can hinder advice to remember. We're glad you love the jams, but on the other hand, understand we want you to become a fan of the Son of Man. Call me Frodo, I'm bringing an offering. I'm not so. We all sing.
Glory to God in heaven on high.
Glory to God in heaven on high.
Yes.
Glory to God in heaven on high.
Glory to Yahweh. Yeah, Yah.
This truth is filling me, illumining brilliantly, namely your attribute of immutability. Yahweh in you, there's no change within, so this separates you from created things. While I'm swaying in, my faith's wavering, you can never get greater than the state you're in. Father of lights, you don't fade or dim, there's no shadow in your face's radiance. No change, cause there's nothing the Lord's needing. Will you, the Lord, endure where mortals fleeting? Unchangeable light, your glory's beaming, while we're becoming, Lord, your pure being. And typhoons, we are caught, but they're not consuming your flock. Cause our immutable God's an immovable rock. The chaotic sea will rage constantly, but we're safe in his faithfulness and great constancy. Your words unchanging in your truthful scroll, and all your attributes are immutable. Like even your wrath, eternal is your punishment. You've been changing in your purposes and covenant, so your promises won't ever fall amiss. Cause our eternal high priest will never call it quits. Your grace, it'll never change like the weather, cause Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Glory to God in heaven on high.
Glory to God in heaven on high.
Yeah, yeah.
Glory to God in heaven on high.
Glory to God in heaven.
Yeah. Don't focus on me, I don't know it all. Please hold your applause, I'm broken and scarred, hopelessly flawed. Focus on God, where to begin? He has no beginning or end. He inhabits every dimension, making everything spin. He's fashioned every existence by the things that he said. He can measure heaven's position with the length of his hands. The Sahara Desert to him, it's like a smidge in the sand. He has everything planned from beginning to end. He's in an infinite realm, with his hand at the helm. Doesn't need time or space, he exists in himself. He's bright and immense lightning, exciting and yet frightening. He smites and he gives life, as I write this I tread lightly. Not a thing in the universe that he can't claim, but he can't lie, he can't learn, and he can't change. Jehovah brighter than supernovas, we're not stars. He gets the glory, end of the story, it's not ours.
Glory to God in heaven on high.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hey.
Glory to God.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.